Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 123. We are in the 12th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 1 and 2 from the New Living Translation. To learn, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. The Lord approves of those who are good, but he condemns those who plan wickedness. We can benefit when someone shows our mistakes to us. When we see our mistakes, we can learn to do better. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has something to learn. Now, many people fear correction, and they don't want other people to know about their mistakes, and they try to hide their errors. As Christians, we should be humble. We should appreciate people who correct us. In verse 2, there's a real difference between good behavior and evil behavior. God cares about a good man. God is kind to that man, and God will help that man. But if we make evil plans, then we refuse to obey God's commands, and God's going to punish that evil man. We all need a little bit of correction now and then. The real question is, how do we handle being corrected? Proverbs lays it out pretty plainly. If we can't stand being corrected, well, that's just plain foolish. But if we're open to it, it shows that we're hungry for knowledge, and that will make our lives better. I've said it before, and it's all about making the right choices. Back in verse 2, it gives us two big signs of a good person. First off, they've got God's approval. And second, they're not just avoiding the shady things. They're calling it out when they see it. They're not afraid to stand up against anything that's not right. So let me ask you, are you secretly a good person? Like, do you try to do what's right, but you're too afraid to call out others when they're messing up because you don't want to rock the boat? Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with some more of Solomon's wise teaching. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewedmindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you liked this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Intro music by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.
Hello. You ever feel defeated as a Christian in the confusing times we live in today? This is where God's Loving Sacrifice podcast comes in. We do Bible studies to help you strengthen your walk with the Lord in today's crazy world. We also encourage you to share the gospel and the love of Christ with this world in need. John 3:16 tells us about God's loving sacrifice, and we use the Word of God to help you find a fresh perspective on issues like forgiveness, love, obedience, mercy, and reconciliation. Join us as we delve into the true essence of faith in God and our call to go into the world and preach the gospel. So listen at www.godslovingsacrifice.com.